When they got home, they were objects of wonder to their parents and friends, obviously because of their physical fitness, but even more because of the self-confidence they had acquired in the past half year. They had been through a training course that 3 out of 5 volunteers could not complete. They had survived Sobel's wrath and harassment. They had jumped out of an airplane in flight. They were elite. Not so elite, however, that they were free to ignore Army rules and regulations. Colonel Sink had warned them to get back to Benning when the furlough was up. But what with the inadequacies of the air, rail, and bus transportation systems in America in January 1943, an alarming number of the 506th were late reporting back for duty. Colonel Sink held a regimental parade. The men turned out in their Class A or dress uniforms. They were marched down a sandy street to an empty lot behind the Cook's Hutments. Sink called them to attention, then gave the command at ease. They watched and listened in silence as a lieutenant read a list of names, one from each company, from among the men who had reported in last. "Private John Doe, E Company," the lieutenant called out. A drummer, standing beside the lieutenant, beat a soft, mournful roll. 2 sergeants bearing submachine guns moved to Private Doe. He stepped from the ranks. His face was pale. The sergeants, one on each side, escorted him forward. The drum continued to roll. They stopped in front of the lieutenant. He read out the orders. Private Doe was being drummed out of the paratroopers, condemned to the infantry. The lieutenant ripped the 506th patch from the private's arm, the wings from his chest, the parachute patch from his hat, and threw them all on the ground. It was so humiliating that the officers and men were cursing under their breath. Webster wrote his mother, "One thing stirred us all up to a fighting madness. Some cheap lieutenant without any sense of decency or good taste stood beside the drummer, snapping pictures of all the fellows who came up. Bad enough to be humiliated before your friends, but to be photographed in your disgrace. That lieutenant ought to be shot." There was more. A jeep drove up and dumped out Private Doe's barracks bags. He had to take off his boots, put on regular shoes, wear his pants down like a regular infantryman, straight legs, as the paratroopers called them. He picked up his bags, and followed by the submachine gunners, marched sadly away, the drum continuing to roll, a picture of bleak loneliness. This was repeated 9 times.